Hey, Power Achievers, here are some of the freebies and great discounts we have for you that are provided by our sponsors just for you listening to Designing Your Life Today. First of all, I want to remind you to develop the best plans for your life and for your business by getting the information that you need, and you can do that by signing up for our newsletter, Power Up Today. Just go to designingyourlifetoday.com, and you'll see it right there in the menu section. Click on Power Up Today. You can see samples of our newsletter, and you can sign up absolutely free. As I said, we've got some great discounts for you, and even some freebies from our sponsors. This week, our sponsors are One-in-One Websites. They're still hanging out with us. You can get domain names and hosting for as little as 99 cents as an introductory price, and you're going to love that deal. Also, you know what? It's really difficult to be in good shape unless you know how to eat properly. Well, Cooking Light Diet will help you with that. They will plan your meals, among other things. Get lots of great tips, get lots of free downloads and handouts that you can use to take with you when you go to certain restaurants and more. You can check this out at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. And Fabletics, they're my favorite workout clothes. I have been a fan of Fabletics now for almost a year, and I love wearing their leggings, and their outfits are so nice until they don't even look like workout clothes sometimes. But you can check them out for yourselves and get the discounts that go with that. Get your first set of workout clothes for $25. They normally range from $49.99 to $79.99. So check those out. Find out more information by going to Savings and Sources. We got you some really great discounts, you guys, as well as some really good freebies. So check out this week's goodies at designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. That's designingyourlifetoday.com/savings and sources. Okay, it's showtime.
Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Magnificent Monday. This is your host, Pat Counsell. And I am actually coming to you from Washington, D.C. Listen, as we wrap up for this month, I want to share with you guys just my thoughts on dealing with fear. We have an election that's coming up in November, and so many people are concerned about the state of the country, what's going to happen, and they are really afraid to make a move towards their highest and best, or to try anything new, or to start any projects, because everybody's putting their life on hold. Which, by the way, if you hear horns honking in the background, it's because I'm recording this out and about, because I'm not in front of my computer. And I just want to say this to you, back to the subject on fear. Listen, don't let anything stop you from going for your highest and best. Don't let anyone or any incident convince you that you have to settle, that you have to not go for more. But here's the thing. In order to overcome any kind of fear, in order to move to the next level, you really have to push yourself. It's not something that happens just because you wish for it. And it doesn't happen just because you continue to talk about it out loud, about all the things that you want. To talk about the things that you want out loud, it's kind of another way of saying that you don't have it and that you can't get it. But to talk about what you're going to do and what you're in the process of doing and the action that you're taking, now that will help you to get to where it is you really want to be. I have to ask you, what is stopping you from going for your highest and best? What is stopping you from doing life with power? What is the most exciting, most important goal that you can think of right now that you could do, you could get started on today such that you can get to where it is you want to be. Listen, I want to share something with you. If you've been following the show beyond a year, then you know periodically I mention about participating in 5K runs, 10K runs, and that I have consistently run 5Ks. And this year, I made a commitment to myself that I was going to stretch. Because one of the things that I realized that if I keep doing the exact same thing and I never push myself to the next level, if I keep waiting and thinking, I'll wait until I'm ready. I'll wait until I feel good about this. I'll wait until I practice enough to the point where I think I can master this. If I waited until that point, then I would really never, ever get started. How many of you out there think that you are never, ever good enough, that you've got to practice, that you're not ready, that you need something more before you can pull the trigger on your most amazing goal, the thing that would excite your life the most? How many of you think like that? Well, I'm here to tell you. I ran a 5K with the Marines, or a 10K rather, with the Marines. It was my very first time running a 10K. I'm super excited about having done that. And I can tell you, when I was finished, I was exhilarated. I was, talk about being in the power zone. I was in the power zone. I was seriously powered up. And I just felt so good about myself. And I kept saying, I did it. I did it. I got this done. I'm excited. And the thing about that is when all of that excitement, that I'm an excited person anyway, and I love to have fun in life. But the thing about it is, as I continued to show my excitement, other people kind of started to migrate towards me. And so I became like this magnet for other people who either wanted some excitement in their lives or wanted to chime in with me, wanted to congratulate me, and wanted to cheer themselves on as well as me. And we could cheer each other on because we finished the 10K. I met a lady and it was her first time running it, and she did an excellent job. I didn't think I would see her again once we got started, but I saw her at the finish line. And you know what? She said, I got this done. It was so interesting because I kept saying, I did it. I got it done. And she said, I got this thing done. So she was just as excited also. She had never run a 10K before. And why am I sharing this story with you? I'm sharing this very recent incident or story with you because it's all about stepping out there. It's all about making it happen. And I have to be honest with you. The night before the race or the 10K, before I was supposed to run the 10K, I was thinking to myself, what were you thinking, Pat? Why did you sign up for this? You should have never, ever done this. You should have just kind of stuck with the 5Ks because that was my comfort zone. And who would think that something as simple as a 10K would make me that nervous? And at that point, I recognized that there was a little bit of fear going on. And my question to you would be, what changes in your life do you hold back on making because you feel like you have a little bit of fear going on? Because it's something new to you and you don't know what to expect. And even though we get excited as human beings about the unknown, it does stimulate us in some way. But at some point, sometimes our lack of confidence, lack of self-esteem, or a lack of courage, which we all have that inside us, but we just haven't activated it yet, makes us think that, you know what, you can't do this and you shouldn't step out. You're not quite ready. Well, I'm here to tell you, whatever that goal is that you've been holding back on, get it done. There's no greater feeling. Your self-esteem will go off the charts. I am really excited. As a matter of fact, the day that I'm actually recording this show is the day of the marathon and the 10K. And I actually finished it probably about 2 hours ago. So I wanted to kind of share with you guys how I was, the excitement of it all, and why it is important to really get into the mix and get into the swing of things. And whatever your goals are, we're going into November. And during the month of November, we're going to talk about grace. And it's going to be more than what you expect. I can tell you that now. So we're going to talk about grace. We're going to talk about giving. We're going to talk about gratitude and what each one of those types of energies has to do with you excelling and going to the next level and coming outside of your comfort zone and really getting to where it is you want to be. So as we wrap up for this month, I want to say this to you. You are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. And I would hope that each and every person would make the decision to make decisions based on courage and not based on fear. I look at our politicians and they constantly keep strife going. And I've shared this scripture before. The Bible says where there's strife, there's every evil works. So look at what's going on with all of that and all of the name calling and the insults and the rudeness. And there's nothing positive or good that's coming out of that. And as a result, this kind of energy goes across our society when we start to look at this and we start to embrace this and we start to say, we start to communicate about what's going on with all of that to one another. If you want fear to go away, you know, you ever heard the saying that you should face your fears? Well, it's absolutely true. You want to face your fears. However, here's another idea. Sometimes it's good to ignore certain things that you fear. In other words, with the politicians and what's going on with that, that's something that could really kind of get people a little bit nervous about what's going to happen with our country if whoever becomes president, either Hillary or Donald. And either way, it makes us want to be afraid. But you know what? I'm tuning them out. I'm tuning them both out. Have we not heard enough by now to make a decision? And if you haven't heard enough to make a decision, and I'm not here to tell you how to vote. That's the beautiful part about America. Sometimes people think that, first of all, because I'm African American, that you have to be a Democrat. And that's by far the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I want to say this to you. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. Doesn't matter what your gender is. You choose a political party that works for you. This is what freedom is all about. It is impossible to do life with power and not be surrounded with fear when you're having everyone else tell you what to do, how to think, what you should be, and putting you in these little groups that they think you belong in because of gender or because of your ethnic makeup. That is so ridiculous. Listen, make the best choices for your life. Because here's the thing, your spirit is colorless. So your spirit is by far the strongest part of who you are, and it's colorless, and it will guide you to your highest and best life. It will help you to conquer any challenges that come your way. It will help you to stand up to anything, regardless of who's president, regardless of anything that comes down the pipeline. You will be able to handle that. But here's the thing. If you allow fear to dominate your life, it will weaken every aspect of who you are. It's really interesting. While I was out there running that 10K, one of the things that happened to me while I was out there, I kept thinking to myself, is this ever going to be over? It's you know, more than double, a little more than double. Well, it is actually double a 5K. And so I'm used to a 5K. And it's funny, when I saw the mile marker and it said the second mile, and I thought, okay, I got four more miles to go. Can I make this? And it was funny, there was a couple of younger ladies that were running by, and they were really talking themselves out of running the race, whether they knew it or not. And they were talking about how difficult it was, and oh, it's so long, and oh, we're only on mile two. And you know what? I turned a deaf ear to that, and I listened to what was inside, and I spoke words of power to myself. Now, why am I sharing that story with you? I'm sharing that story with you because if you want to win in life, if you want to let go of your fear, if you want to control fear instead of allowing it to control you, you have to do the exact same thing. You can't speak words of fear and expect to have courage. You have to speak words of courage even when fear exists. You have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are built by design to win. You have to make the decision that you're going to power up regardless of what's going on in your life. If things aren't working out in the way that you think that they should, know this. You are capable of making things work out. You just have to do your part. And And if you say, I've done everything I know how to do, then you know what? Seek someone else who can help you. Seek someone who's done what you are working on doing and ask for help. Okay. And if you've done that, and then you've done what they suggested and you've done all you know how to do, then guess what? That's the part where you meditate, you pray, you rest, but you rest knowing that the best outcome is going to happen for your life. Sometimes when people hear these kinds of, let's say, speeches or kind of commentaries or this kind of ideology, they think that it's all kind of fantasy and it isn't real and it's not living in the real world. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. As human beings, God gave us dominion over the earth. That means that we get to create the real world. We create the world that we want. We can change things. We can make things better. But as you stay in fear, you will not rise to your highest level. You will not go for your highest and best. Why? Because something in your mind and in your heart, will always tug on you to hold back, to pull back, to stop, to not go forward. It's really interesting. Some of my superhero shows Arrow is one of them. And I don't watch Arrow as much as I used to because the violence is getting to be a bit much. But Arrow, and then there was an episode in The Flash and excuse me. And I notice in each one of those episodes, they make it sound like fear is a good thing. I want to say this to you. I'm not going to say fear is bad, because somehow that's something that human beings feel from time to time. But I will say let's call it a defense mechanism. We'll call it that. And since we know that fear is a defense mechanism, here's the thing. Know that you don't have to be on the defense all the time. As human beings, you've got power. There are times when you go on the offense and you step up and you do your very best. You give your best. You don't make it about color. You don't make it about gender. You don't blame anybody else because of what's going on in your life or what you had or didn't have growing up. It's not about any of that. It's very hard for anybody to convince me that they can't make it in life, because when they start to tell me all of their sob stories and their pity parties and all of that, you know what? I want to say, sit down, let me tell you what my life was like, some of the things that I went through and how I made the decision to win. And I made the decision not to blame anyone else. And I made the decision to do life with power. And I made the decision that even when fear pops up, that I'm going to press forward. It's amazing, you guys, how fear can really kind of plague us and jump on us and kind of pick with us. But guess who's in control of it? You are. It's all about you making that decision and saying, you know what? I am going to win. Now, this is a very short show today, because as I said, I am in Washington and kind of wrapping up some business and some other things here. And then I'm going to be headed back to my favorite place, Florida, and going to be headed back to Jacksonville. And we're going to continue to do life with power. And as I said, we're going to talk about grace. We're going to talk about giving. We're going to talk about gratitude. When we hear about those things, we hear about them on a very surface level. And so I kind of just wanted to let you guys know that during the month of November, it's the purpose of talking about grace, gratitude, and giving is because it's time to kind of finish very strong. Whatever your goals are. And so we're going to kind of dig a little deeper and help you find where the power points that you need to grab a hold of so that you can finish strong. And a lot of times people think that the power points are points where you kind of drive the point home to someone. Oh, I've got this big goal and I need to get my commission up. And so you put that burden on someone else. You make them want to spend more money, especially people in direct sales. Now, I'm not picking at people in direct sales. I'm a big fan of direct sales. And so because I think that that's one of the businesses that you can start where you need very little startup capital. But if you work that business, you can do really, really well. You just have to do your homework and know what you're getting into. However, my point is I hear people, sometimes people call me and they'll say they're friends of mine, and some of them are in direct sales, and they make it as though it's my issue. Their goal becomes my challenge. In other words, listen, can you sign up for this? Because I only need one more person so I can complete my goal. And I think about that and I said, you know what? I'm not interested, but I only need one more person. So they start to put that pressure on me. And it's pretty hard to put pressure on me when it comes to sales. However, I think to myself, you know what? If you got out, the time you're spending putting pressure on me, trying to get me to do something that I'm not going to do anyway, you could actually be out there making it happen. You could actually get out there and meet someone that this business could truly serve. So when we talk about grace, giving, and gratitude, you are going to really learn some strong points for making your goals happen. And if you're in direct sales, I think you're going to appreciate some of the points that we're going to share. And of course, if you run a business, you're definitely going to appreciate the points that we're going to share. And any goal that you have, be it physical, emotional, any goal that you set where you want to increase your income, you will learn a lot during the month of November. But hey, you guys, I wanted to kind of wrap up. This is Halloween, isn't it? For those of you that go out and do your trick-or-treating thing, do trick-or-treating in the name of fun. And that's all I'm going to say about that. The Halloween thing. Some people like it. Some people don't. Teach his own. And the thing is that, understand this, whether you celebrate whatever it is you celebrate, whether you do whatever it is you do, know this, don't give fear an inch into your life. As we wrap up for today, I want to ask that you take the time, if you haven't done so, because I've suggested this, I think, a few times throughout the month of October, take a few minutes. And what is the thing that you fear? This is not something that you really got to think on for hours and hours, because whatever we fear, it's right there at the forefront of our mind and it jumps right out at us. So what is it you fear? What is the one thing that you fear? What is the thing that you wish that you could get rid of? What is the part or the fearful energy that surrounds you that's stopping you from going for that main goal that you always said you wanted to achieve? What is that? Write it down. Make yourself aware of it. And as we wrap up this month, before we go into November, I would like to suggest that you, once you write it down, write down three things that you can do immediately to get going and to send that fear a very strong message that it does not run your life, it is not going to dominate your life, and that you are in fact going to take control and do life with power. Hey, you guys, we are really going to have a great November. It's going to be super exciting. And as we wrap up for today, I just want to remind you that you can download our shows. And we've got some really good listeners out there. So I really do appreciate you guys for passing on our show and sharing with other people, because our numbers are going up. And what does that mean to me? It means that more and more people are doing life with power. Be sure to go to blog.designyourlifetoday.com and you can listen to the show. And on that page, you will see some of the recommended resources that will help you to get more information in various areas of your life. For example, since we've been talking about fear all month long, I've recommended some amazing books. They are easy to read. They're easy to understand. And most importantly, the information is easy to implement. So you can go for it. You can do life with power in a big way. And here's the thing about that. If you really want to get rid of your fear, learn more about you. Learn about your power. Learn how amazing you are. And when you can understand how amazing you are, then you're not going to have any more challenges that you in your mind that you're convinced that you can't overcome. You're not going to play weak. You're going to come from a position of strength, and you're going to be most amazing. You're going to find out what you're really made of. It's amazing. One last thing about the 10K. Can you guys tell I'm excited about that? One last thing about the running the 10K. I was so super excited when I finished, because as I said earlier, I kept saying, I did it. Well, I was super excited when I finished, because when I finished, I realized, first of all, I had accomplished a goal that I've never done in my life. That's the first thing. And secondly, the thing that kept holding me back, because I've been talking about running a 10K for about, well, probably almost 3 years now. The thing that kept holding me back was the fact that maybe I couldn't go as far or whatever. And so all these things that went on in my head. But I'm saying all of that to say, I took control of my own mindset. I took control of my own emotions and I strengthened my spirit and I made a decision that nothing's going to hold me back. Once I make up my mind and I decide to do something, I'm going to go for it. I want to encourage you guys to do the exact same thing. Think about that. Can you imagine looking at yourself in the mirror and calling yourself by your name and say, hey, John, Jack, Pam, whatever, Pat, hey, that would be me, you know, calling yourself by your name and say, you know, you are built by design to win. You are amazing. You are capable of accomplishing anything that you want to accomplish. Step up and step out. Fear has no place in your life. As a matter of fact, fear, I crush you like a bug. You are weak. I am strong. And by the way, that's biblical. The Bible said, let the weak say, I am strong. So say, I am strong and let your strength come forward. And before you know it, you're going to be doing life with power. Now, you guys, I'm wrapping up for real. I hope you enjoyed the things that you've learned about fear, and be sure to share our shows with all of your friends, your colleagues, your family, your coworkers. If you're listening on iTunes, take the time to give us a review, or Stitcher, you can give us a review. And I have new videos that are coming up on YouTube, and I've been a little busy, so I haven't gotten any new videos, but I've got some that are coming up in the month of November. I think you're going to enjoy them. We got a lot of great things that are coming down the pipeline, guys. It's going to be so awesome. Let's all do life with power together. If you don't have the life that you want, then you know what? Make the decision that you're going to go get it. Connect with us and let's just all go to the top together. How exciting is that, right? Have a great day. Enjoy this magnificent Monday. If you like the goal achievement strategies that we've been sharing with you on Designing Your Life Today, please take a moment to review our show on iTunes or Stitcher. Also, check out our website, designingyourlifetoday.com, and visit our savings and sources pages, and you can get lots of great information where you can find out how to take free courses, and you can get discounts on some of my favorite products that will help you to do life with power. Download free ebooks while you're on our website by going to designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. And hey, I want to ask you guys to share our show with a friend and invite them to listen in. You can download our show. You can post it on your Facebook page. You can send it out in an email, and it's all absolutely free. Connect with me on social media, and I would love to hang out with you guys on social media. You can find me on Facebook at Designing Your Life Today. And also, you can find me under my name, Pat Council, on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. You guys, let's connect. Let's make something great happen. And you know what to do. Do life with power.